From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Winter Grass by Richard S. Wheeler. Now let's begin with Winter Grass. Chapter 1. As far as the man in the saddle could see, his fence had been cut. Each strand of glidden barbed wire between every post. The wires drooped to the prairie, keeping nothing out and nothing in. Everything was changed. The neighbors he thought were his friends suddenly were not. The sequestered range he had counted on for winter pasture was being invaded. The good order of the Flat Willow Valley that he had taken for granted suddenly ceased to exist in that dry June of 1886. John Quincy Putnam, or simply Quinn to those close to him, glared bitterly at the sagging wires. There were 11 miles of fence along this eastern boundary of the Kew Ranch, and another 20 along the northern side still intact. 11 miles of brutal labor, cutting posts, hauling them down the mountain, digging post holes, and stretching the treacherous wire taut. The enterprise had absorbed his entire crew for months, and a dozen flathead Indians besides. The armies had rolled. Clear to the little snowies to the south, peppering his tawny pasture, were ribby longhorns with a circle B scorched upon their flanks. If Alex Birkenhead, Alexander Aristotle Birkenhead, if you please, hadn't done it personally, he had surely ordered his polyglot crew to do it. What had taken months to string up had fallen in hours.
"It's an ugly thing to see, isn't it?" Quinn asked the girl.